Are you tired of hearing the story about how broke teachers and educators are? And for the first time in your life, you want to hear about teachers being rich? Yeah, rich. Say it with me, rich teachers. There you go. Well, if so, this episode is just for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to another episode of the Grad School for Grown Folks podcast. I am Dr. Vetter, your host. I'm excited about today's episode in a unique, I don't know why I'm saying a unique way. It's not really a unique way. It's actually, let me tell you. I have actually dreamed of this episode for quite a while now. I know, you know, guys, I get geeked up about, you know, geeked up is my favorite word, right? Hey, if you don't know me and this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome, guys. I am just your everyday woman who is, I'm not fancy like most people with their doctorates. I'm not fancy. I am your girl who just, you know, I love to laugh. I love to have fun. I love to read. I love to enjoy my family. I love to enjoy the few friends that I have, right? When I'm not working, I love my business. I think I've been told that I love my business too much. So I love all things a Shark Tank, love all things Converse. Yeah. So yeah, I'm just someone who is right now totally immersed in loving all things that have to do with learning. Yeah. So I'm not a fancy person. So if you've stumbled upon this podcast thinking that you're going to get something super fancy, you have stumbled upon the wrong place. I am the most down to earth woman you can find. I think that this kind of work should actually be very relatable and like just appeal to your everyday person. And that leads me into today's topic. Today's topic I have fantasized about for a very long time. Yep. Today's topic is rich teachers. Yeah. What? Yeah. So we're in the season where we're graduating. And so I thought it would be super befitting to talk about what? Money. Yeah. So we have quite a few of my clients. I see a lot of posts going on. Everybody's getting ready and geared up for the new journeys that they're getting ready to start now that they've graduated. And I'm excited about it too. I'm working with some clients who are well on their way. Been doing some mock interview stuff with some clients, and it's really exciting. And one of the things that I'm noticing, particularly in education, because I only deal primarily with educators, is we never talk about money. And so today's episode and topic is based on this idea. And I know your brain is freaking out because I said the topic is rich teachers. And that is such an oxymoron, right? The word rich and teacher are never in the same sentence, right? They are never in the same sentence. And that is why I intentionally did it. You know, I want us to get super comfortable with those two words being in the same sentence right next to each other, like sister and brother, right? And it's interesting, you know, one of the things that I am fascinated by and one of the things that is a piece of my work, and I have made a conscious decision to focus on for as long as I can focus on it. And I'm gonna make a lot of people mad by doing this because it's not normal. Is making teachers look at themselves in a different way. I want to change the landscape educator's mind. And I want to be grow into an idea of what is truly, truly possible as it relates to becoming not, you know, when I love the word wealthy, but one of the things about wealthy is in our minds, for some reason, it signifies like when you think about the word wealthy, what comes to your mind, right? Like an old American, and I shouldn't say American, but really an old white elderly person who's worked for 100 years and can finally cash out, right? And I want to change the narrative of that. I totally want to flip that on its head. And so I want to shock people with this idea of being a rich teacher. And I'm not talking about rich in this real, like, whimsical way, metaphorically speaking. No. I mean, actually rich with real money, real money, right? And I can see some of your eyebrows curled up like, Dr. V, what are you talking about? Yeah. And so I'm going to talk about this idea of programming we've been led to believe about teachers being broke, right? And the, it's just insane. And I'll share briefly how I've been led to believe otherwise and why I think this wacky idea that teachers can be rich. I just don't think that it's the school's job or whomever you're working for to make you rich. That's it. I mean, my idea of where this wealth should come from is just the difference. That's all. So that is it. One of my life's work is to, I want to change the landscape in educators' brains. And I want to change the idea of that they have currently of whether or not teachers can be rich. I want to change the landscape. And here's the thing. When you think of landscaping, what do you think? And that's going to lead me to my first point. When you think of landscaping, you think of cutting of grass. So usually when a landscape happens, when landscaping is taking place, you usually see landscapers cutting grass, right? So that to me signifies that unlearning has to take place. One of the things I immediately noticed when I started working on my doctorate, when I was in grad school, was one of the things I walked away with, and I knew for sure, was that learning was unlearning. I know that without a doubt. I know nothing. I was like, I know nothing. That I know nothing, right? I thought I knew, and everything that I learned, it so little of it was in a book, right? So learning is unlearning is the first thing that I want to share with you. So even when we think of the mere fact that as an educator, we can be rich, the brain starts to go, the brain starts to freak out. And I'm grateful you'll hear me kind of, you know, make reference to my coach, because I take no credit for it. But I'm grateful that I was smart enough to hire my own coach for some of this unlearning, who taught me about how the brain works. And it also fascinates me that we are educators and we know so little about how the brain works. That just really blows my mind. Like, we know very little about it. So when I talk about how rich teachers can be, I already expect my brain to throw tantrums and go crazy and just, you know, I already expect that. So I want to offer that to you. Your brain is going to throw a tantrum and a fit over everything that I say on this episode today. Just know that. Go ahead and expect it. Just make room for it, and it's okay. Okay. It's all okay. Like, I'm giving you a heads up. It's all okay. It's like when somebody gives you a heads up and say, hey, so-and-so is coming by. They've had a rough day. I'm just giving you a heads up. Okay. It's like that. Everything I say today about teachers being rich and you maybe changing the landscape of your ideas about whether or not you can be rich and think rich, yeah, your brain is going to throw a total tantrum and it's all okay. So you've been warned. So I want us to take a look at this because now some of you are graduates and some of you are going for the goal, meaning G-O-A-L, but you're leaving money out of the equation. And I don't understand that. So learning is unlearning. And I want you to think about this in a new way. So I want you to, number one, realize one thing that I think you probably need to really take a look at. Education is actually a business. Yes, it is actually a business. And financials are a part of business. So you can't leave money out of business. And this is the thing. As soon as you accept the fact that if you're in education, you're a part of business, you'll do a lot better. Because I'm going to lead you to this. If you're in business, you really need to recognize who your customers are so that you can find out, number two, how you can add value to them. How you can add value to them. Now, so this is key, and you will always hear me tell you this. You know, we shy away from this, but this is a fact. Education is a business. Like, the minute we can just go ahead and say that out loud, education is a business. You know, and I think I'm going to just stop counting my points because I'm, look, this is my jam. This is what I love to talk about. And so I think my points are going to go way over three. So let's just talk. Let's just chat. Look, let me get this off my heart so I can help you all start looking at money a different way so that you can start really manifesting and attracting some of these things to you so that you can be blessed in a new way. Let me just go ahead and call these things like it is, because I'm not going to sugarcoat anything that I'm going to share with you all today, because I think some of us are really not living the best life that we can live, and we're not given the best life we can give. And here's the thing. I posted something the other day and it said growing and giving. Those are two ways that science has found that we live our most harmonious life. When we are constantly growing and we are constantly giving. If you think that you can constantly grow and give without money, then good luck. They are both tied to money. Right. And so I know there are a few people who believe that they can give their time without money. All of it is always tied to money. At some level, it is still going to be tied to money, because you cannot constantly give even of your time without sacrificing money. Like, at some point, unless you're retired, and again, that tells me at some point you worked and you earned money, you still have to give money at some point, like, right? So all of it is tied to money. And guess what? It is a good thing, right? So unless we are growing, I think it was Tony Robbins that said, unless we are growing and giving, we are not going to be happy individuals. So you've got to factor in this money aspect, especially if you are in education. Here's the thing. You'll be a lot happier doing your job when you straighten out this issue with money. So let's get this situated right now. Money is a part of business. Education is a business. All right. I said I was going to stop counting because I think I'm like on three now. There's nothing noble about ignoring money. All right. And pretending like it doesn't matter. Okay. Because it does matter. And it is also an essential part of education. Okay. So, and we can see this with all the charter schools and stuff that's popping up. All of those are popping up because of business. Right. Because of money. Right. So that even further shows you that these people would not be able to do these things if it were not for money. These people that are creating these businesses, they are creating these businesses because they have what? Money. So keep that in mind. All right. Come on now, rich teachers. Come on, rich teachers. Walk with me. But here's what I want you to think about. Now that you're getting ready to move to the next level, I want you to think about the next thing. In addition to the job that you want, I want you to think about what value you want to add to the organization that you are either creating as an entrepreneur, okay, or to the one that you want to lead. Because I know a lot of you want to be leaders, especially if you've already gotten your degree on this level. You want to either create your own business or you want to lead an organization. And some of you, like me, you're doing both, right? So some of us are just wacky like that. Some of you are doing both, but you still need to always know the value that you want to bring and offer to the organization. And the last thing is, know how much you want to get paid for it. Know the value of it. And in this Western society, that value equals dollars. So know the amount. Know how much you want to be paid for it. Now, this is going to blow your mind. Believe it or not, this is actually a sign too of being a great leader. So some of you are like, wait, you know, I don't know. Okay, you do know. You know how much you want to be paid. You're afraid to say how much you want to be paid because someone has told you that that number is either too low or too high, or either you don't believe it's possible or you're embarrassed about it. But you know, we all have a number in our minds. Trust me, I always have a number in my mind. We always have a number in our minds, right? All right. But here's the thing. That is actually a sign of leadership. And this is the part of the puzzle I think we've actually been missing out on, guys. You're going to be, for some of you who are going for certain types of jobs, I know for sure you are going to be negotiating and managing budgets. So this is very, very important. If you don't know the value that you bring to your own organization and you don't know how to negotiate, or you don't want to negotiate for yourself, how can you do it for a company or an organization? If you're not comfortable talking big numbers on behalf of yourself and dreaming big numbers on behalf of yourself, then how can you dream of big numbers on behalf of your organization? How can you dream and talk of million-dollar deals for an organization if you can't dream million-dollar deals for yourself? So I want you guys to think about that. I really do. I really want you guys to think about this. And that is why I'm stopping what I'm doing right now to dive outside of the dissertation, because honestly, these are all together. These are all one and the same. See, you know, here's one of the things I really, really have been evaluating and looking at. You know, we are learning so much in these programs, right? We're really going through the five chapters. We're learning a lot of information. There's one thing with learning, you know, what to think. But you live a different life when you really assess how you think. You start investigating your own ideas. You know, that comes from a different place. So the quality of your life really begins to shift. It doesn't make you shallow to think of money. It really doesn't. You actually need it to help others freely. Freely. And actually quickly. You can actually help more people a lot quicker. You can get a lot more done when you have it. So I want you guys to really think about this rich teachers, rich educators idea. I want you to really think about that. Now that you're graduating and you're moving on. Moving on where? Moving on to what? And what are you asking for? What value do you want to add? What meaning do you want to bring? What do you want to give? Develop? You want to grow? What do you want to be paid? I hope this episode has served you well. You guys have decided to do this, so do it well. Those of you who are interested in more information about the CEO, the alumni CEO, that is Chief Executive Officer of YOU, that's Y-O-U, University. You know where to check us out at dissertationdoctors.com. Those of you who are already working on your dissertations or you need editing and coaching for your doctorate program, you know where to find us. We're at dissertationdoctors.com. You guys know I will always say you decided to do this, so do it well. See you next time.